Mattoon was chosen over two Texas sites to host the Futuregen plant, and that's led members of the Illinois congressional delegation to suggest that Secretary Bodman would not have pulled funding from Futuregen if a city in the president's home state had been awarded the project. But Peabody Energy Vice President Frederick Palmer says Bodman's concerns were not about where Futuregen would be built.
It's been clear for a while that Secretary Bodman is not a fan of Futuregen. And that was being conveyed by body language and otherwise by the people at DOE who we were dealing with in connection with the issues that they raised when they first came up.
Palmer serves on the board of the Futuregen Alliance. That's the industry group that in December chose Mattoon as the site for the cutting-edge power plant. The coal-fired plant would extract most carbon dioxide emissions and bury them underground and also produce hydrogen from coal. But Energy Department officials raised concerns even before the site had been named. They said the Futuregen Alliance should have consulted with them before naming the site. And they voiced concerns about the project's cost, which had nearly doubled over the years, to $1.8 billion. Secretary Bodman says he wants to spread Futuregen funding around, paying for just the clean coal emissions component at multiple facilities. The hydrogen production component would be dropped entirely. But Senator Dick Durbin, in an audio statement supplied by his office, says the new timetable for getting the restructured Futuregen up and running is not credible.
And they won't really receive applications for it until the end of this year, weeks before this administration leaves office. It can't be taken seriously. And quite honestly, who can take the Secretary of Energy seriously after what we've been through?
Durbin and other Illinois lawmakers have acted quickly to fight to keep Futuregen in Mattoon. They sent a letter to President Bush asking him to keep the project on track. The letter says they've lost confidence in Secretary Bodman and say his concerns about cost overruns don't add up because the Futuregen Alliance has offered to cover the increased costs. The letter was followed by a conference call between the president and Illinois congressmen, including Republican Tim Johnson of Urbana.
He called from Air Force One on his way to California, and he was very amiable and said that I was authorized to tell people in the district that we had a good conversation, that he would consider what Congressman Shimkus and I had presented to him.
Johnson says the president made no commitments about Futuregen, a project his administration first proposed in 2003. But Futuregen Alliance CEO Mike Mudd says he's optimistic that the support shown by Illinois lawmakers can lead to action.
Congress can legislate through legislation, can direct the administration to act on what they think is appropriate. So with appropriate funding and legislation in Congress, it can direct the administration to go ahead, keep Futuregen on track.
The Futuregen Alliance Board will hold its quarterly meeting next Tuesday and Wednesday in Mattoon. Mudd says they'll discuss ways to keep their plans for building a low-emission coal-burning plant in Mattoon on track. In the meantime, Energy Secretary Bodman says Mattoon and the other three finalists for the Futuregen plant could apply for one of the facilities in his restructured plan for developing clean coal technology. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.